This is the Best Mix in the Morning show with the Daily Dish for Thursday. And Lady Gaga could earn another Oscar, but this time for Best Actress. Gaga's been cast in the biopic of fashion designer Maurizio Gucci. She earned the juicy role as his murderous ex-wife. Patricia Reggiani was convicted of arranging for Gucci's assassination. He was murdered in the 90s by a hitman on the steps of Gucci's office building. When the production starts in the spring, Lady Gaga's co-stars are three Best Actor Oscar winners, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Jared Leto. Plus, Adam Driver will appear in the biopic as well. Patricia Reggiani spent 18 years in an Italian prison. She was released in 2016. A Los Angeles judge granted Britney Spears a minor legal victory over her father recently. Jamie Spears fought Britney, who wanted to hire more lawyers ahead of next year's conservatorship hearing. Dad claimed it was a financial issue. In reality, Britney is collecting a team of skilled attorneys to once and for all defeat her father. She wants him removed as her conservator. Britney also wants somebody other than Jamie Spears to handle her financial matters. Britney bleeds money, we all know that. She stopped performing, and documents show that she pays more than $1 million in legal and conservator fees. Her father is paid more than $10,000 monthly just to keep control of Britney. The hashtag Free Britney Movements claims it's to her detriment. Dexter will return to Showtime as a limited series. Michael C. Hall will reprise his role for a 10-episode run, which will debut in the fall of 2021. And John Cena recently wed his girlfriend, Shay Zariadzada. According to TMZ, the couple tied the knot on Monday in Tampa, Florida, and they even got engaged on the lowdown. Nobody knew. John and Shay began dating in early 2019 after his high-profile breakup with Nikki Bella in 2018. The two wrestlers were engaged but split because he didn't want children. Only a few weeks back, Nikki gave birth to a baby boy with boyfriend Artem Shenetsev. This is John's second wedding. He was married to Elizabeth Huberdeau from 2009 to 2012. And he really likes going out with women with difficult names, I guess. That is your Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show.